Hey guys, Justin Lord and Tom Wiles here from the Great British Box Tour, powered by Athlete Approved and proudly supported by Progenix Europe. Here we are today at Reebok CrossFit Connect in Brighton. Today we're going to talk to the owners Holly and her partner Barnaby about their successes and all the things that they've been through with regards to setting up an extremely successful box here in Brighton. What we'd like to ask you to do is head over to Follow the Trip on our website, which is www.greatbritishboxtour.com. You can find out all the information with regards to the tour, what's happening with the journey. You can find our podcasts and all of our videos. Also, if you sign up on the website there, what you can do is receive our free nutrition seminar that we've been running on the tour at every single box. So head over there, greatbritishboxtour.com. See you in the next episode. Hey guys, we're here at Reebok CrossFit Connect in Brighton with Holly and Barnaby. How are you doing?
Good.
All good. Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. We've arrived here today. First stop on the Great British Box Tour. And apparently the weather is going to be howling. Yeah. So we've managed to park the RV up nice and close to the building. Or we're going to a little bit later on. But yeah, we've been hosted really, really well here so far today. We've trained already. Absolutely fantastic box to train at. So we're doing competitors' wad training at the moment, so it's been great, no problem at all, plenty of weight. So tell us where it all began for you guys in Brighton. Did you start off with CrossFit, or have you started off in the fitness industry somewhere else?
Specifically for myself?
You? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started in 2007. Crossfitting.
Okay.
I qualified as a PT before that. Did the standard thing, went into my local gym, got myself some work, and then quickly realised it was not what I was hoping for. And so somebody found CrossFit, one of my friends found CrossFit and went, give this a go.
Yeah.
And that was it. After that, I just didn't look back.
Really?
Started training myself, doing the WODs, and then training my clients using it, and then started running. I had an affiliation before this one, a very small affiliation. Mm-hmm. I was running out of a gym, CrossFit classes, and then one day I met Dave. He came along to one of my classes.
Okay.
And then about 3 weeks later said, fancy opening a box?
Really?
Why not? Go on then. So yeah, that's kind of how we started.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you say you started CrossFit in 2007. What program were you following then? CrossFit Main or just,
yeah, main site. Yeah, just trying the benchmark workouts. Yeah, lots, looking at all the information on mm-hmm. the main site and just trying to mix up what's.
And then taking myself. Your personal, you really enjoyed it, and then your personal training clients were like, check this out, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then you got an. What year did you get affiliated?
God, do you know what? Now you're asking me. I can't even remember. I can't even remember.
Okay.
I can't even remember, but that was.
08
or 09. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, 08 or 09. Yeah,
and that's by yourself.
And then one of your clients, Dave, who's now co-owner of this place,
yes,
come on and said within 3 weeks he was hooked.
He'd already been trying CrossFit, was looking for somebody to work with, and then started to come to my classes and decided that he wanted to work for me. So
brilliant.
We opened a box. So yeah.
So when you were doing that, did. When you set up the CrossFit box with Dave, was it the one? Was it this one here?
No. Or,
okay. So where's your first box?
Our first box was walking distance away from here, 5 minutes around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It was 750 square foot.
Okay. Wow.
And we started with about six people.
Yeah.
Just sort of
two bars, six people.
Yeah. Like, brought in clients and went, come and try this with us. Come and move over to here and. And grew from there basically. Grew really organically. Didn't do any marketing, nothing like that. Just literally people talking to each other, and then it very, very quickly grew.
Yeah, just running a good, successful box, yeah, and word of mouth, it just spreads,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're doing the right thing, you've got, yeah, the right ingredients in your box, it just spreads like wildfire, yeah.
Lots of social media. You know,
really?
Yeah, working, okay, with, on Facebook, yeah, you know, creating a good sort of profile on there.
Mm.
And then we've, really, the only advertising we've done is in one local magazine, called Brighton Active.
That worked for you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, we didn't, in all honesty, we didn't need it.
Yeah.
But it was good to sort of raise our profile. Yeah, okay. And just to sort of be on the scene so people knew we were about. So
okay.
We've been in there a fair bit.
So going from 750 square foot, how much have you got now in your new building where we are now?
5,500 square foot.
Wow, bit of a jump.
Yes.
Did you have enough kit to fill it? Were you like...
We were a little bit worried about that. Yeah. I mean, there was a sort of interim period because we very quickly outgrew our 750 square foot, and we were looking for such a long time for somewhere to move to. It was really hard. We couldn't find the right place.
Is that just because your handstand walks got so good?
I wish. And then another unit where we were before, two doors down, came up for let. And our very kind landlord said, "Look, I know you're looking for new space, but in the meantime, do you want to take on this other unit?" So we had two, which was okay. It was a good sort of in between.
How did you work? So two separate units,
a
gap in between.
Yeah, because our whole idea was to run dual classes.
Okay.
We never wanted to run big, massive classes.
In abilities or like different ability classes or just whatever?
No, no, no.
Just two classes?
No. We don't separate people with abilities. It'll be something like a WOD class with an Olympic lifting class going on.
Yeah.
So we run dual classes like that. So there's a specialist class and a WOD class going on all the time.
That's really interesting and different, isn't it? Because I don't know many boxes which actually do that at the same time. So you've got a class going on?
We do two at the same time. But when we had the two boxes, so that it's two doors away, because we'd had to close our membership. So we had actually built up quite a large amount of people that wanted to come through and do like the on-ramp that we were doing at the time. So it almost became one box was for on-ramp only and the other box was for WOD classes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And by the time we'd got through everybody that had wanted to join, this place, the larger place came up and it transitioned over. So we never actually got to really run two classes. So what we almost did is have open gym in unit 6 for those that knew what they were doing. And on-ramp classes, and then in the other box it was Olympic lifting and WOD classes.
Yeah.
The only issue with that was it did separate people out, and obviously we're very, very community driven. It's really important to us, and having people separated out in two different units, it wasn't ideal. So it was really just to sort of just to tide us over until we found what we were looking for.
Yeah.
And then we did, and this came up. We first came in and went, "Oh my god, it's so big! I'm gonna fill it!" And then
you've done a good job filling. I like the little the social area, the bar area, and the sofas.
Yeah.
I think guys, and Wi-Fi and coffee. I think it's such a good setup.
With the exception of that stuff, everything in 98% of everything in here came out of our original 750 square foot space.
Well, obviously, apart from matting, we're adding matting as well and things like that.
But bars and bumper plates, we pretty much
just put it all out and went, "How on earth did we fit this in all that space and have space to wad?"
There is so much weight out there. There's a lot. It's really good.
We have had a little bit, but not. We haven't added a lot.
No,
we really haven't had a lot.
That's superb, isn't it?
And then obviously our other thing was, are we going to have enough people to fill the space as well?
Did you have to move into a marketing drive, or did you just rely still on word of mouth? Really, that's fantastic.
No, we haven't needed to. Just haven't needed to. When we closed our membership in our old box, the waiting list just got longer and longer. Yeah, it did. It's amazing. That on its own is a very powerful marketing tool to say, "Sorry, I haven't got room for you. I can't take you on.
Yeah.
It spread word of mouth more.
It
made people talk more because you had to wait to get in somewhere.
Yeah.
It had the effect that more people seemed to want to join.
Yeah.
And it was, but at the same time, it put a lot of pressure on us
to find another space.
Because we were aware that there's potentially, all right, we do this because we love it and we're passionate about it, but at the same time, you still want to be able to make a little bit out of it and put food on the table for your family.
Yeah.
So you're aware that you have all this business that's potentially just there, drifting away, and it's basically there for you. So it was a lot of pressure to find a unit to move into, and I think more than anything else, we were just really lucky
that we this came out.
This place that we have here came about simply because me and myself and one of the other coaches, George, our head coach, we went for a kayak, and the beach that we came up on, we dragged the kayaks up and we noticed that this massive wood warehouse was being emptied out.
Really?
Yeah.
And we called up, and it happens to be owned by the same landlord that had the building we were in. And so we instantly said,
it's fake, we want it.
And we had to go through the long wait of, you've got to put it on the market, everybody else. And luckily for us, you know, we had another, we had somebody else interested that was in the fitness business, but they were asking for stupid terms, and we were like, right, we'll just pay rent as soon as we come in. We don't want rent free period, we just want to move. And so they gave it to us, and
awesome.
We were just so lucky.
And we
with
have
that.
Been very, very lucky.
That is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where are you now with your membership? Anywhere near Capping at the moment, or? Yeah,
yeah. Where are you?
I'm gonna find somewhere bigger.
Anyone in Brighton with a unit to spare that's at least 10,000?
Yeah, well, we want to keep the numbers low. We don't ever want. I mean, we currently have 16. Is the limit for a WOD class?
That's why we want to run dual classes.
And depending on what the WOD is, we will allow more. So if it's, you know, if it's something like Fran that we want to get a lot of people into, or, you know, CrossFit Total, we'll up the capacity. But generally, we don't want to do any more than 16 because it keeps it tight and it keeps it community, and it means you can give the one-on-one attention. So with that, we've started doing dual
that's
classes.
That's a really, really important part of what we do, and making sure that we speak to every single person that comes in, and
you know,
they
everyone's
know
name,
that you're, you know everybody's name.
You know their job, you know what days they train, if they're having a good day,
Absolutely.
Huge difference. I mean, I'm rubbish at remembering names, so I generally just give people random nicknames and make them up as they go along. People seem to think that it's a great personal touch. It's like,
it was fun. If it was phone numbers you had to remember,
in trouble, but
names,
awful. But I say that, so, you know, especially when we do like the elements classes, every time I take an elements class, I'll be like, what's your name? So I won't remember in 20 minutes, but tell me anyway, so I can write it on the board, and you make it part of the social interaction, and it keeps it going, you know, and you keep that humour and keep that one-to-oneness. And that was our biggest scare as well when we moved over here. Is, you know, you get bigger,
so you might lose.
You don't want to lose the community.
You
want to keep that.
Things. No, not at all.
That
really
tight.
Really
but
important.
I mean, we put a post up saying, because we suspended the classes just for one weekend.
Okay.
And I think we had maybe 98% turnout of our membership. They just turned up at Unit 9 and 6, 8 o'clock on the Saturday morning. We stripped everything out by 12 o'clock. Everything up. They were in while half of them were doing that. The other half was spray painting
the
walls
and everything.
And drilling. You know, we got a couple of guys with power tools. They came in and put the stuff up. We got a guy that's a builder, and he brought his big, you know, rig in, and amazing. And in a day, we've got a video somewhere. I think it's on.
One of the guys that trains with us. Runs a company called Blue Juice that he makes promotional videos, and he's made us a promotional video because he wanted to.
He's got new toys, wants to try them out.
And it's got the sort of the time lapse video
of ripping out and setting this up.
Of the box being built.
Well, one of our members as well. The time lapse came from one of our members does the time lapse stuff that you see on buildings.
Yeah.
So like when the Shard went up, that was his company did that. So he came in every few hours and kept giving him some food.
What a job! So we were speaking to Barnaby earlier about how you run. So it's not only CrossFit. Are you going to start going down the lifting route or something? Is that what you mean by two classes?
Yeah, we have Connect Weightlifting Club.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm very interested. That's my area what I enjoy basically, but. I'm interested in people competing.
Yeah.
I want to get people competing.
In weight CrossFit or weightlifting or both?
Both.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But
everything.
For me, my passion is weightlifting. And if I can get people competing at weightlifting, then I'm
Holly's
happy.
A former world champion.
Oh, really? You kept that quiet.
It was 2000.
I don't even think that's on your website, is it?
Pardon?
That's not even on your website, is it?
Oh, it is.
One gold.
Well, it must be hidden.
Olympic lifting in Poland. Yeah. So.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
She doesn't tell anyone. She won't even let. She comes back with a medal. And she won't let you put it up. She hides it all.
Really?
Yeah. Bloody nightmare. You are.
Yeah. I thought I saw something glistening underneath that top there.
Yeah.
Well, you keep it quiet. I don't like to talk about it.
Walks around with a medal.
So what year was that? Sorry.
2010, mm-hmm. but I still compete in masters. So yes, it's just something I enjoy doing. I'm not like have any intention of going to the Olympics or anything like that. It's I lift at masters level and
Okay, so tell us about your lifts. So when you got the record, what were you lifting?
I'm actually lifting more now than I was then.
Okay.
I honestly can't remember how much. Really? I lifted.
Okay, tell us about what you're lifting now then.
I'm not telling you myself.
Competitors might be listening. Let my secrets go.
Well, put it this way, I've got body weight snatch.
Okay.
And you weigh, say about 80 kilos?
Yeah.
Lots of muscle on this lady.
Are you competing? When you're next competing?
I had a competition on Saturday.
Yeah? Tell me you won.
I got a gold.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow, it's all happening at Brighton.
But Barnaby was chatting earlier. I said, how did you get into CrossFit? And you're obviously through your wife. You've got quite an interesting background being a chef. Is a chef? Is that
correct? I was a chef for many, many years. And I started out training with Holly when she was running CrossFit classes out of a gym. And I got introduced to Holly with, there's actually a guy called Sol who used to run a fight school.
At
Hove Station.
Yeah, really good place.
And really, that was a really good place. He's now moved now. But his introduction was, because I used to turn up to his 6 a.m. fight classes, and he said, you should come next Thursday. We've got a new girl starting. It's this CrossFit thing. It's a little bit of everything. And so he was trying to drum up business, and his selling point was, the instructor's got a really fit ass. So I being a young man, was like, I'm going to turn up at 6:30 in the morning and check this out. And I sat there, and there was a rather nice young lady.
She went down to demo that snatch.
Yeah. I was trying to be all smooth on the rower, and she told me off in my first class. Her first class teaching there, so she was being like all strict and deadly serious, and I was trying to be all jokey in it. Yeah, it didn't go down well.
Really?
I
didn't be serious.
So she's the serious one, is she?
But yeah, that's where my
CrossFit, up and lift.
That's where my CrossFit journey started, kind of, I don't know, 5 years ago now? So got into that, went off to the States to train with a guy called John Hines, Monkey Bar Gymnasium, and that was really cool.
Okay.
That's kind of all body weight stuff. And a lot of bar
we've
stuff
seen
and
some
kettlebells.
Stuff out here. We've got a peg rack there, and is that what yours? I've seen some stuff hanging on.
We made the peg rack. We've got another one to make now, so we've got more space.
Yeah.
Use that, did that, and did CrossFit, and just got into it, so kind of started following on from Holly.
And the PDR.
Learning
stuff.
The PDR, yeah, when did my spear course with Tony Bauer, which was fascinating.
Yeah, really.
That's the kind of guy you can go on a course and you would happily not bother with the curriculum. You could just sit and listen to him talk stories all day long. The man has a wealth of information that just keeps coming out. And I think the biggest part of what he puts through is what happens in your head.
Okay.
You know, and how, you know, when you look at people who can do a box jump at 20 inches, but when it goes to 21 inches, all of a sudden they stop and it feels like. And the same happens away. And it's a big part of it is it's all in your head.
Yeah.
A lot of what you do, especially the weight you lift and the things you do, is your own self-confidence.
We try and teach
our guys that. You know, we try and tell them, you know, the psychological.
It's a tool, isn't it? Without a doubt, it's a tool. You know,
it's a lot. You know, and we have a massive range of clients. But I think a lot, we have definitely an older section.
I think a lot of them have a
confidence,
kind of age,
you know, a confidence issue with what they can do, especially with the girls. And it's talking them through it and showing them that they can, you know, and being sly with how you train them. And all of a sudden they've done lifting 30 kilos.
Yeah,
and they're like,
realize,
oh my God, you know, I can only do 15. And they finish the class and they've done 30, 35. And they don't believe you until you actually show them what's on the bar. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that I think that's what brings the joy in,
is
that you know, the people enjoy it. It makes you want to do your job more.
Yeah. You know, so you've got that background, and I know me and Tom went to the Manchester Games.
Yes.
And we saw you there.
Yeah.
I was there with the
doing something completely
cafe.
Different.
Yeah.
We enjoyed. Did, were you doing the food?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had
like a huge
chicken
breast
thing,
and loads of other stuff. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So
really,
we started a little business called Caveman Snacks a long time ago, but it was just too much. We kind of did it out of our kitchen and with running a box and having the two kids. And at the time I was kind of doing 70, 80 hours a week in a kitchen working at a 5-star hotel.
Mm.
It was just
too much.
So we kind of stopped doing that, but we keep doing. Every now and then we'll do pop-up restaurants and stuff for events and bits like that.
Fantastic. Is that that's something good. You still want
to
keep
yeah,
keep
we,
doing?
Yeah, we're still doing that. Yeah. We're still doing that. We're currently looking at trying to find a place to open a cafe down here.
What, down that the paleo route?
Paleo route, healthy eating and
you
all that.
You think Brighton will accept I'm sure they will,
absolutely,
yeah.
Without
yeah, I know. I've been up some of the Brighton side roads before, and there's some really cool, healthy eating, you know, like vegan type stuff, isn't there?
It's
really...
And would you still call it the same name, or would you...
Oh, I don't know, okay, mate. Cafe, something
it's a bit
along
it.
You don't want to. This is the thing. I think if you, in all honesty, if you're going to open a paleo kitchen, you don't actually want to label it a paleo kitchen.
You
pigeonhole yourself because you are actually offering food that works for people that are diabetic, people that are gluten free, people that have other allergies, and it's generally just healthy. But if you stick a label on something, it becomes that. And we, and in a degree, I mean, we love CrossFit. We are CrossFit Connect. We will always be CrossFit Connect, but we're looking at changing our branding a bit to be CrossFit Fitness and Performance.
Yeah,
we are, you know, CrossFit's part of that, but we're just going to be Connect is our main kind of logo.
Yeah.
CrossFit is one branch of what we do. Okay. You know, we do offer other dedicated gymnastics classes, dedicated barbell classes, and a bit lifting classes. It's to show people that there's other things here because I think if you stay sometimes too much with a label, you limit what some people are doing.
Yeah, this is very true.
You know, we have people that only want to lift, do the Olympic lifts, that's it.
Yeah,
and if we say we're CrossFit, they in their head they're instantly like, oh, that means I have to do a what?
Yeah.
You don't.
And on the same token, there's like I've found within CrossFit since we've been doing it, is that you get people coming in at the CrossFit Avenue and then going, actually, I absolutely love the Olympic lift inside of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, you know, I'm going to put that to bed a little bit and I'm going to move across to the
if you don't offer
Olympic
it, you're going to lose a client, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to leave you with my beautiful wife.
No,
yes.
I'm going to start the next class.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's gone. The mouth has gone.
Yeah, exactly.
He's gone with the guitar. Well, I think that's everything we need.
Yeah,
really
there was just
across.
A couple of really interesting things that I noticed outside, and that was a whole rack of eggs.
Oh yes.
Is that something you do for your guys?
Yeah. Well, actually, again, that's my husband.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a farm just out of town, organic. Free range.
Yeah.
He goes and collects a massive pile of eggs and then sells them on in here.
Fantastic.
Like, pretty much for cost.
Yeah, he's
good idea.
He's got a whole is it 30 on a tray? Is it something like that?
It's
a 5 and 30 free range grass.
That's all
we
need. Eggs and coffee. Then, I mean, what else is there?
Exactly. I'm not going to come to your restaurant. Yeah.
Eggs and coffee. Eggy coffee omelettes.
No, I think that's another. That's a great touch in the community side. I'm looking forward to meeting all your members as they come in later and just just pick up on their buzzes. It is a great box. It looks fantastic.
Yeah,
right on the seafront, and I'll take away. You go back home to 1664, and I might change some things, add some things.
Yeah.
Your box already.
Have you had a look at the timetable? Have a look at the timetable.
Yeah.
I think it's probably it's packed.
Yeah,
it is packed full of stuff and. I've been to a few boxes, and I must say, I think our timetable is pretty good.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, for what we offer our members, I think.
One more thing I was going to ask you, probably leads on with that, was, so you were full-time here?
Yeah.
Barnaby, full-time here?
Yeah.
Dave, the other owner?
Yeah.
Full-time
this
here?
This is it, this
and
is what we
George,
do. George,
head coach.
He does personal training as well, but yes.
From out of here? From the box? He's uses the box personal training?
He does.
Around
use,
what
he,
time sort
yeah,
of stuff?
Yeah,
mm. Okay,
does,
perfect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boxes that actually don't operate like that, isn't there?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of them
don't
have open gym and not offering
every day.
And we offer this, Sam, we offer quite, I think it's 7 hours a day of quads of coach-led sessions, and then we're open gym for hours, so always a coach kicking around. So, we feel when, we're trying to add value for money for people coming down.
But I have seen a lot of boxes, it's kind of, they turn up, for the ward,
open it up, close the door, and you're out.
I know,
there's
that's
no community.
Usually because they've got something else to go to. But we decided that this is
all
it.
In.
This is what we want to commit to. This is what we love, and so make the most of it.
Now it seems like you're doing an absolutely fantastic job, and it looks like you can tell you're growing all the time, and you must be doing something right. I will learn from you guys.
So if anyone wanted to involve you in their event with regards to the paleo foods, how would they get in contact with you?
They'd need to contact my husband.
Okay.
Wait, has he got
and it's straight over.
Or would it be through here? No, just CrossFit Connect.
Just send an email.
To CrossFit Connect. Great. I think we might be contacting you straight away.
Yeah,
it's really cool. And everyone's going to look out, travel down to Brighton to check out, to see if that Paleo Cafe is there at any point.
I know.
Down all the side streets, but if... You know, check out your website just to make sure that any information is going on there about that.
Yeah, I've just got one more. Can people come and drop in if they're CrossFit and other boxes? Do you allow
absolutely.
That?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you like
first visit is free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get 100 people down there now.
The other thing that I was told to mention is we do kids classes.
Oh!
You do? Really? And is that CrossFit everyone. Kids? Or
yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
fantastic. Is that you yourself? Or?
Yeah, I run those.
Wow. And how is it? Do you enjoy it?
I do, actually. Yeah. Yeah, we run like two different age groups. Mm-hmm. The younger ones and the teens and
and I've just had the pleasure of witnessing your son. How old is he?
Nine
doing three strict pull-ups.
Absolutely
one, amazing. I watched him pushing a 100 kilo sled as
oh
well.
Yeah, that's
what was on wheels.
No.
Trolley wheels. No, amazing. Really good effort, love it.
Thanks very
so much. It's working. Well, thanks for hosting us. I know we're going to enjoy some beautiful pulled pork at your place a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Saves us cooking.
There. five blokes back home.
Yeah.
I wasn't born, don't worry. Just sprung it on me.
So, brilliant. Thanks for having us. Okay. And we look forward to keeping in touch with you, you know, throughout. And, you know, hopefully we can have relationships with you. A few throwdowns or something maybe in future. Sounds really good.
And you guys enjoy the rest of your tour as well. I'm sure really interesting.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye. Hey guys, Justin Lord and Tom Wiles here from the Great British Box Tour, powered by Athlete Approved and proudly supported by Progenics Europe. Here we are today at Reebok CrossFit Connect in Brighton. Today we're going to talk to the owners Holly and her partner Barnaby about their successes and all the things that they've been through with regards to setting up an extremely successful box here in Brighton. What we'd like to ask you to do is head over to follow the trip on our website, which is www.greatbritishboxtour.com. You can find out all the information with regards to the tour, what's happening with the journey. You can find our podcasts and all of our videos. Also, if you sign up on the website there, what you can do is receive our free nutrition seminar that we've been running on the tour at every single box. So head over there, greatbritishboxtour.com. See you in the next episode.